Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
It's a Starburns audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get 2 bonus episodes a week. There's a Discord that you can get access to. You can message me or something. I don't know. I don't know how Discord works, but if you're a Patreon, you definitely get access to it. We ask us questions there and stuff. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the air. And go fuck yourself.
Woo-woo. Please.
Sorry, I take it back. Don't go fuck yourself. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend Nathan Graham Smith. What's up?
Hey, hi. Not much. Dodgers are winning. I'm happy. How are you guys?
Yeah, I haven't been. I followed it last year. I have not been following it this year. What are we at now? It's game 4, but what's the record?
I mean, we need to win tonight. Well, they I'm not on the team. They need to win tonight.
You can say we.
Yeah, but it's a, you know, it's a big game. They won last year World Series, and so it's been a long time since a team has won back to back. So yeah,
I have a story. I have to come clean. I don't even know if you noticed this or not, but there was one time we were hanging out years ago, and I've always felt bad about this, and this is just my weird brain.
I can't wait for this.
There was someone there that you hadn't met or whatever. And I get like weird paralysis when I try to think of people's names, you know, just like, I know your name, but I get very weird, especially like if you listen to this podcast at all, I'm constantly like tripping over people's names and stuff like that. But and so I was like, hey, whoever this, probably, I don't even remember who it was. I was like, have you met? And then I just made up a name for you. Like, it was like not even, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I knowingly gave them the wrong name, but it was loud and stuff. And so I don't know if you noticed or if they even heard me. I felt bad about it.
I definitely noticed and remember this moment. And no! I thought it was kind of hilarious, honestly. Like,
do you remember what I called you?
I want to say like Christopher something, but I don't, don't quote me on that, but it was definitely not. No, it's all good. I actually thought it was pretty funny.
I'm sorry. That sucks though. This was probably like fucking 6 years ago or longer. And I've never talked to you about it. And you probably just thought I just didn't like you enough to know your name or something, but I don't know what happened in my brain. I was just like, make up a name.
I am notoriously bad. Like, I would call people the wrong names all the time and just do it with such confidence. and call someone like the wrong name. Like, I remember calling like John Hill, Ken Nuremberg, John Hill in front of John Hill. And he's like, no, that's me actually. And I'm like, oh yeah, one of these guys, John Hill.
Oh, great. So then I couldn't have done it to a better person.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I was very good. Yeah. I was very supportive in that moment. I'm like, I get you, man. I feel you.
Great. So that's one of the things I can scratch off my list of when I'm laying awake at night thinking of all my cringy moments. That one I have now atoned for. I don't have to. That doesn't have to haunt me anymore.
Yeah, definitely don't let it haunt you.
If I'm looking at somebody else and I'm talking to somebody, like, I'm going to call this somebody who I'm looking at. Like, that's just something my brain does constantly. I can't be looking at someone else if I'm going to say your name.
But Nathan, do you go by Nate or Nathan?
Nathan.
Okay. Yeah. Are you into conspiracy theories at all? Or like how much do you kind of dive into this, these things?
I don't dive into them. However, I have seen a ghost and I have seen UFOs, like personally. Well,
then let's just jump into this WOW scale, because I'm going to ask you about both of those things.
Yeah.
The WOW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. Hmm. It's if you're don't worry about your score. I'll score you at the end. But if you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade.
Copy. Yep.
Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW scale?
I'm so ready.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, now tell us this alien story that you, this sighting that you had.
Not alien, but definitely a UFO. Well, more than one. I was up in northern Minnesota in the Boundary Waters where there's like no light pollution whatsoever. This is the 90s. I'm in high school. I'm on a canoe trip with my buddy camping and canoeing. And we're camped out in this spot. And we're not on anything. We're just like chilling, you know? I'm like 15. And we saw these lights that were like large and they were whipping around the sky. And then it would get closer, like larger, and then go really tight. And they were just making all these movements. And then they two of them came really close into us and got like bigger. And then they just went and they disappeared like the other direction. And they were gone.
And then are these like orbs or what do they look like?
Yeah, they were not flashing. They were solid light.
So just light, like you could never see a shape or anything. It was just light.
Like a bright disc light. And this is way before like drones, cell phones,
any of
that, right? Like, so I couldn't record it, like none of that. And then it gets a little weirder. We got woken up early in the morning by this like ranger, someone, and was like, you can't camp here. And like kicked us out.
What did he give you a reason or
no? He's just like, you can't camp here. I mean, because and we were like, but isn't that the Boundary Waters? Can't you just like camp anywhere? But no,
I've never heard this Boundary Waters term. What is that?
It's an area in northern Minnesota. They have it in Wisconsin too, called Door County, and it's a place where no vehicles are allowed, like not even motorized boats. So it's only canoeing, camping. There's like, you can look down in these like lakes and you're looking down like 50 feet. You can see the bottom because there's no pollution. No one's allowed to even back when I was there, you weren't even allowed to play music. Like you couldn't even have like any kind of music playing. And it's a huge area of Minnesota. Like most
are of you, are you, Minnesota. Are you from Minnesota?
I went to high school up there, but I'm not from.
Okay. Where are you from then?
I was born in Africa.
I didn't know this. We've never talked.
Really?
I guess not. What part of Africa?
Lilongwe, Malawi.
Don't make me guess which part that is.
Malawi is southeastern Africa. It borders like Mozambique, Zambia, Tanzania. It's like a skinny little country that has a big lake.
And lake Malawi. And why were you born there? My
dad worked with like doctors and did like mission hospitals. He was a medic in Vietnam, got wounded in battle. They put him right on the front lines again, came back. His whole platoon got wiped out. And then he married my mom and became like a medical missionary for like 13 years. So my brother was born in New Guinea. I was born in Africa. We lived in the Middle East and then moved to the States when I was like 6, 7.
What language do they speak there? What's their native?
Chichewa.
Did you learn it?
And no, I was pretty young. I know like Mulibanji. And then like I went back to, which just means, hey, what's up? And then I went back to South Africa and I lived there for a year as an exchange student during when Mandela was president and apartheid fell. Like I was there 18 years old, like exchange student. Yeah, it was crazy.
Can you say in a South African accent, can you say, Chappie, you've got to hold your gun sideways?
I don't know if I can do it, but like Deantwoord does it, like Ninja and Yolandi. No, like, because it's been so long, but I used to speak Afrikaans. Like, I used to, Afrikaans. Yeah, it would, like, don't you talk shit to me.
You're a black sheep. You're a black sheep, Chappie.
And then I used to know a little bit about Nkosa Sikilele Afrika, where it's like there's three different clicks, like I think that if I remember correctly, that means, hey, how's it going? I'm getting pretty drunk.
Damn, dude, that's fucking wow. Because your mouth does weird thing. Like that's like not even something that I could like
you can do it
because it's
everyone can do that. Yeah. The hardest one is the I mean
you do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you did it in the middle of a word.
Yeah, that's the hard part. But everyone when I was there, they were always saying yebo gogo, which means hello grandmother in Zulu. But that was like the greeting in 1995.
That's what was cool.
Yeah. Yebo, yebo gogo.
I'm gonna try to start that. What's up, grandma?
Yeah, what's up,
grandma? Yeah, what's up, grandma? All right. Well, shit, man. This is all so, new information for me. So when did you come to America? And like,
I was pretty young.
I'm imagining you had your citizenship because was it like a military base that you were born on or something?
No, I was born in a mission hospital. Like, I think they got like cement floors that year. Like they were dirt floors before that. Yeah, Malawi is like the second poorest country in the world. It was back then. It was really bad. But no, I'm American because my parents are American, and no whites can become citizens of Malawi.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Man, it's like that's racist.
Well, it's kind of anti-colonial.
Yeah, we are the white devil. I get it.
Yeah. But every time, like when I was there, when I went back when I was 18, they were all like, ah, you're a Malawian. You know, try to speak with me in Chichewa. And I'm like, ooh.
I've totally forgotten all of that.
Yeah.
So then you went to high school in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which part of Minnesota?
Walker, population 972, I think, when I was there. But it was Walker, Hackensack, Akeley, Nevis High School, like a Wacker. Consolidated high school. Yeah.
Wow.
Walker, Minnesota.
Okay.
So
question
yeah,
number I, two.
But I do believe that there are some kind of alien or like something from another planet. And I believe that they have visited.
My only question about the light getting brighter and stuff you saw, what if you could compare in your mind the in brightness intensity, like what could you compare it to? I mean, like, was it blinding or was it sun colored?
No, it was more like a headlight. No, it was more like a headlight, like a really fast darting around the sky. Not like an old headlight, not like a, you know what I mean? It was just like a disc that was like shooting around, and then it got bigger and then it got smaller, but it was, it was more like, cause I could look right at it and it wasn't like blinding me or anything. Like a modern headlight, maybe on high beams or something.
Right. Question number two, do you believe in ghosts?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've got a ghost story.
Well, before we get into your ghost story, what was religion like for you? Because growing up in these interesting places, and then did any of that like kind of spirituality rub off on you, or like what was your thing?
Without a doubt, yeah, my parents are very devout Christians.
They're
very. Yeah, but they're very.
Oh, yeah, they're missionaries. I get it.
Yeah, but they're very progressive Christians. Like they, like United Church of Christ, the first church that allowed gay marriage, and like they're they're 75. They've been to 86 countries. Like they're very open to culture and progressive ideas. Like they were big Pete Buttigieg fans. Like
yeah,
and they were like. They were caucusing for Bernie, you know what I mean? Like they're like as Christians should be, I believe, democratic
socialists. So how did that work out? Are you Christian now or where are you at now?
I when I do go to church, I go to a UU church in Pasadena, Unitarian Universalist. It's a little more hippie. It's like open of all religions.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely rubbed off on me for sure. Like,
and then what about any of like the Africa stuff? Did you get in any of that stuff?
When I went back when I was 18, I was mostly surrounded by some pretty strict like Afrikaners and English South Africans that were Christian, but it was the Rotary Club. So actually like one family was a total like party family And then one was like a super strict Buddha, you know, like a Afrikaner family. The Hussens and the Fanikerks.
Okay, now tell your ghost story.
All right. So I'm like probably about 12. And my grandparents are visiting. And my mom takes my grandparents out to go shopping. And so I'm home alone for like an hour. And I'm in the downstairs half bathroom. And the toilet paper runs out. Like, this is a true story. It's so weird. And so I have to do like the penguin walk with my pants down to go out to the hallway, like closet or whatever, to get the toilet paper, right? So I'm like doing this, the waddle with my pants down, you know, because I'd just taken a poop. And I look down the hallway and there are what I think are my grandparents at the end of the hallway. And they're looking at me and they're smiling and kind of laughing a little bit. And I'm like so embarrassed that my grandparents are seeing me with my pants around my ankles. Like, then I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm like holding my junk. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I grab the toilet paper and I run back, you know, waddle back into the bathroom, finish my business. And I come out and I'm like, grandma, papa, no one. Mom, no one. They come home like 20 minutes later. And I was like, why did you come home earlier? And my mom's like, we didn't come home earlier. Like, there was nobody in the house. It was really, like, I still get shivers thinking about it. Like, it was really, there was this older couple at the end of the hallway. And, no, Bronx. Sorry, my cat.
We had a cat attack happening.
Yeah, we had a cat attack. No, it was like, I kept thinking that, like, they were punking me, you know? Like, and then I was like, yeah, you guys, you were here earlier. Like, why would you, you know? And they were like, no one was here. And I like, I saw an old, and, you know, it, this was in Naperville, Illinois. So Illinois is, I don't know. I think there's some kind of, some weird energy in some places there, but.
So what do you think then? Do you think that ghosts, do you think that those people you saw are dead people, or what do you think?
I wouldn't even begin to like be a professional on the subject, but I mean, I know that they weren't just a couple of old people that wandered into our house. Like, the doors were locked. You know what I mean? so I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling, like, I guess they were, yeah, they were just like souls that haven't made it anywhere and took some kind of form. I don't know. But I just know what I saw. I just know what I saw.
I don't like that just because of the quandary that it poses. Like, because if that's true and there's just dead people, what chance do I have? You know, I'm definitely going to be just a dead person. I'm going to be a ghost or something.
Well, and I guess for me too, it was like they were really kind. Like, they were just kind of laughing at me because I had my pants down, you know? And I think I kind of surprised them too a little bit. Because I mean
laughing ghost is something you never hear about.
It's and it wasn't like a laugh out loud. It was like they were kind of like, you know, like a little, like a snicker,
like a Japanese anime girl.
and you thought they were laughing at your junk and they were laughing at your kidney because they can see that too.
Yeah. They could probably see my poopy butt, right? You know, like,
they're laughing at your full intestines.
Yeah. All right, question number 3, do you believe in Bigfoot?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I lived in the Northwest for a long time, and so there's a big like Bigfoot presence there, like Oregon, you know, Washington. And so most people up there believe in him or them. And I, you know, I'd like to believe in Bigfoot.
What about like the other cryptozoological kind of guys?
Oh, like,
you know about all them, like Chupacabra
And Loch Ness. And then there's, what's the one in Nessie? And then what's the one in New York? in the Big Lake. They have their own. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
What's that giant lake in northern New York that borders Kitkatsu? Anyway, they like the there's a mascot and everyone. It's like their version of Nessie.
Right. Is it a similar sort of dinosaur looking guy?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Plesiosaur or whatever. Yeah. Am I saying that? Plesiosaur? That just kind of came out of nowhere. Really?
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. They changed all the names on me. I don't know what dinosaurs are called anymore. All right. Question number four. Do you believe in psychics?
I think most of them are Fugazi. I mean, I do think that that there are people that possess like a very strong intuition. And I think that can be led to, right?
Like an empath kind of thing.
Yeah. Champy. That's it. That's him. Yeah. Champy. Champy is the Loch Ness of Lake Champlain. Champlain. Yeah.
Champlain.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that there are people that possess a very strong intuition and empathy that can like read into someone so well that they can. And I do believe in foresight or like people that maybe not like in the long future, but I believe in prophets, you know.
But like, you believe in ghosts. So do you believe that there are people who can speak to ghosts?
I mean, I guess why not? I mean, these are all questions that have never been asked me. So, like, you know,
but you gotta hang out with more interesting people, man. What are your friends asking?
I you put me on the spot. I have no idea what we talk about. Music and what food?
Okay, last question. What do you think of music and food? No, it's actually, are you superstitious?
Very.
Did you play sports growing up? Does any of it come from that? Or are you just superstitious in general?
No. I was a theater actor. I mean, you can't, like, they're crazy superstitious. Like,
well, the play that you can't
talk about. The Scottish play.
The Scottish play, right.
And there's certain, I mean, which I, yeah.
Turn around and throw the salt and go outside.
Yeah, and there's just certain things. You don't whistle ever. You don't wear green. Like, there's just some weird,
I never heard the green thing. What's the point of the green thing?
I don't know. I mean, I think it had, I don't know where it comes from, but it, because like then I played Paris once and they put me in this whole green outfit. So I don't know, like maybe the costume designer wasn't in on the superstition, but like you pick up that stuff and I still have these weird little mental things where it's like, if this happens, then that's going to happen, which is like, doesn't make any kind of sense, but it's the only way I can explain it is superstition. Right. It's like that French film, you know, what she does, Amelie, right. Where she's like, if I beat him to the road, not Amelie, what's the other one where she's got the limp. Anyway, I have a lot of that stuff where it's like, if I make it to the road before the car passes, then he's still alive. You know what I mean? Or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You're just setting up. I don't know the movie, but like, the idea that like,
well, that's that whole thing. Like if I make this trash into the garbage can, then I'm going to make $1 million.
Yeah. I think that's an extreme version, but yeah.
Okay, well, I want to say right now
I'm pretty willy,
huh? Most interesting guest that we've ever had, but
what, man, you guys got to hang out with cooler people.
All the interesting people are whack jobs. I don't believe any of them. At least you're traveled.
Sure, but I'm still kind of a whack job. I don't know.
Yeah, you're basically a five, but you're a four because of the superstition, because the four is a weighed question. So you're a four. Congratulations.
Cool.
Let's take a quick break. But before we do, Willie, what are we going to be talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, it's 2021. Space, the final frontier. Now China and Russia are teaming up in space. Is there a whole nother space race going on between America and China? Do we need to be worried about any of this? Let's get into China and space and our role with them getting into space tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Great. We will be right back. We're talking to our friend Nathan Graham Smith.
Hi.
About the Space Race 2.0.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking to our friend Nathan Graham Smith about the new space race. China and Russia are going, I guess so are we. I don't know what's happening. What, Willie, where do we stand on this?
Yeah, well, you know, this all just kind of stems from the idea that, you know, when China first got to the moon, the first picture they sent back, a lot of people claimed was just an old NASA photo. And this is like, what the, and what's fun, I couldn't find the photo. I was trying to find the two to compare them. And all I could find are people talking about it. So fucking annoying. I'm like, listen, man, I don't know.
Is this recent though? Like when did China?
2020.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. No, it was the Chang. Like, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the 2019, Chang, their first pictures came back. But yeah, Chang, so yeah, I mean,
or A4 or whatever.
And
but didn't they land on the dark side of the moon?
Yeah,
they landed on the other side.
Yeah. But so
how could they match? Like,
well, whatever the photo was, like, yeah. Like the criticism was, like, China's response was, actually, if you look close, there's two craters there, not one. And then the response to that was, well, that's just, you know, like not a good picture. Like it's the same picture. It's just been messed with. So it just sucks because like I can't fucking find the photo that they're referencing because all you get are other whatever. Doesn't matter. Anyways, and so here we go. China. I mean, currently what space has turned into is who has the money to go, because the only reason why we have money is because it's mostly funded by top secret stuff, military stuff. We're sending up satellites constantly, secret satellites. It's like, and basically the military is like, hey, we'll pay to send the satellite or the space shuttle up if you send our satellite up. So we've got spy satellites everywhere, you know. America doesn't want to put too much money into space right now, even though we've got the Space Force. The new Space Force, not the old one. And we've had a healthy competition with them. And here they are. They say they'd put a space station up. They've got a small space station up. They said that they'd be the second nation to robotically land and rover around on the moon. And they did. And now they plan to put humans on the moon. That's their next step.
Like, and, like colonize it or just put them there? It's just like, well, we did, like touch down and leave.
They want to put people up there, but ultimately China, their head game right now is we want to have people there. We want to have a base there.
Well, they want the minerals. They want like thing. It's like there's stuff up there that make, you know, cell phones, you know, and that's they're really good at that stuff. So I think that's the long game is like,
well, and mine, I'm glad you brought that up early because, you know, recently we basically, we basically said that if whatever you mine in space is yours, you know, that like private companies are allowed to mine asteroids, even the moon, like nobody owns these things.
Yeah.
And so if China can get people there first, all of a sudden we're going to have issues with what land they are claiming as their own. And so right now this whole space race, I think that we got all these millionaires, billionaires jumping in. We're going to space. I think they're all trying to fund the mining. And it's like China's beating us because they're, you know, it's basically their whole government, their whole military is all the same thing. And they're just spending all their money looking to make more. Whereas we've got a whole mess to figure out.
Fractured billionaires that are each trying to do it themselves. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like versus them, they're like a united front. Like, let's mine the moon.
And Russia's like teamed up with them. And so they have already sent rock samples back, but they actually dug deeper than we ever dug. They went like 6 feet in the ground. They're like analyzing the minerals, going like, okay, here's what we got. Let's go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's weird because can you call it a space race now? Because before it was like fueled by nationalism and the Cold War and everything else. And now it's just a company race. And can we sneak our military and our NASA into it by, you know, like I think Space Force, because the Air Force had a Space Force called the Space Force, but now the new Space Force, I really feel like they're probably just monitoring China. And or if you believe in aliens, like.
America's failed, right? Like we suck. Like, what are we now? Like we're basically like the service industry of the world. Like we don't make anything. We buy everything from China anyway. Are we really going to fight with them over the moon when at the end of the day, they're going to be better at it than we are anyway? Like what's the point of this territorial thing? Like if you want to go to the moon and like make a bunch of microchips or whatever, please do. What's the conflict here outside of nationalism?
Well, I mean, what conflict are they going to create to get us involved in it? You know what I mean? Like, I think Space Force is a step in that direction. Because
I thought Space Force was all about defense. I don't know anything about it, but my understanding was that it was just like, oh yeah, we got to establish like some kind of defense against like aliens or whatever. I didn't know that it was like, let's go to the moon again.
No, well, the defense to me, the first step of defense is having a base on the moon.
And they already have one. Russia and China have the international, whatever, ILRS or whatever.
It's like, on the moon?
Yeah, where they, I maybe the beginnings of it. I don't know. I was reading something about the.
Yeah, I think that their plan is to get it there, but right now it's just another satellite floating around, just like ours.
Oh, it's not on the moon?
No.
Okay.
Well, let me check on that because here's the thing up there.
Am I misguided or like what's wrong with me where I just don't care if China and Russia go and like get a bunch of moon shit? Like, don't we buy all of our resources anyway?
Well, I mean, you do have a point.
Honestly, you are right in that respect. But the problem is in the same way that every war we've gone to over oil. The next oil is what if it's on the moon? Are we going to go to war for minerals that are on the moon? I'm not saying we should go there and mine either, but I'm just like, fuck, man, this is the next money, maybe.
I have no problem with going to the moon and mining because it's not like there's an environment or anything. Like,
my problem with it is we are essentially just colonizing space. We're like, hey, if you can get to this asteroid and mine it, it's yours. if the asteroid falls on China because we mined it too quickly and let it go, yeah, that's, you know, whatever. I could go
colonize the fucking, what's the desert that we have out here where nobody fucking lives?
Mojave.
Like, just because it's there doesn't mean it's valuable. Like, I think
it is valuable though, because like they're all talking about it being the jumping place off for anybody going to Mars. So if we're really thinking about going to Mars and like all that future stuff.
Yeah, but I would pose it to you again then. Like, what's valuable about getting to Mars?
Well, I all my stuff comes from, sure, I think that it's great to have technology and money combine to do these things. It's just the wrong mindset. So eventually it's just going to be like, well, instead of like, go about your business, like, oh, we should take this over because they shouldn't be doing this. It's just like, I feel like it's going to, I mean,
that's just like the people that cut you off to get to the next red light. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I'd rather be chill and get where I'm going. If you want to go to the moon, go. I don't care. If you want to go to Mars, that's fine. I don't know what you're going to get out of it.
I'm cool with all that too. I'm just, what I'm getting at is, I feel like all these billionaires are jumping in the space race for this because they're all trying to make money off of people going to space. And I'm just saying that, like, we can't be in the right mindset to get into space when it's actually, we're just trying to figure out how to take it over.
That's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just what we are. We're the fucking,
what happens if they mine so much off of it that the weight of the moon changes? So instead of like, because we're losing like a couple of inches every year, that it starts to like sink back in.
Our
mindset is not to take what you bring in, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
like
leave no footprints.
Not that's all I'm getting at.
Leave only footprints.
Yeah, yeah. No,
but also, like, it could really drastically change our tides. I mean, that's where we get our tides, is the moon's gravitational pull. So if you mess with the moon, you're messing with, like, directly our oceans.
Maybe that would be good, though. Like, if you did it in a way where, because we've already got the oceans rising, right, because of global warming and stuff like that. So maybe you could weaponize the moon. If you cut this certain section out of it and it will spin this way, then all those tides will just take over like Asia and shit, and we'll be fine. We'll have like more beachfront property.
It sounds a little Death Star-y to me.
I can't imagine actually chiseling away enough of, because I was going to propose that too. Like, oh, maybe they could fuck the moon up, but like, dude, do you know how much you would have fucked the moon up to actually change the gravitational pull of it? Like, that's nuts.
But
I don't know.
Do you know how many? Do you know how many nuke tests they did without?
I can imagine it's a lot.
You know what? What if you just set off one nuke on the moon and it like moved it a little bit? Nuke test, and it was an accident.
I mean, but wouldn't that just be like hitting a tether ball? It's gonna correct its own spin. Like, it doesn't have a choice. It could get knocked off a little bit, but then it's just gonna keep coming back.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm leading towards is, I feel like this, whatever this race is of the next billionaires, the next governments, the next whatever, I feel like we as humans need to like kind of set some boundaries on what our colonial exploration of space is going to be. Can you go, what if an asteroid's coming by and it's all diamonds, and this company comes up and takes all the diamonds, and all of a sudden they're so rich that like they can, I don't know. I mean, you know, sure.
No, that would be good, because then we would have more diamonds and the price of diamonds would go down, and this company would be like, I guess we got a bunch of worthless diamonds. Go ahead.
Funny you should say that, because there's this coast in Southern Africa, Namibia, called the Skeleton Coast, and De Beers, the diamond company, owns the whole thing, and diamonds just wash up on this beach. So really, we have all the diamonds that you could ever want, but De Beers holds onto them, hoards them, and keeps the price high.
Right.
But like,
so they have
patrolling it with like machine guns. And if you're caught on the Skeleton Coast, you like shot first, questions later kind of thing.
Diamonds is probably the worst example of it, because they, Because yes, they control the market. But like, if it were helium or something more valuable, yeah, that we don't.
I mean, it's probably silicone. You know, is there silicone on the moon?
It's that it's. I read it. It's the stuff that's like in the chips. Like you, like Wade was saying, it's like there's more of it there than anywhere else, and they can make all of the. I don't think it's silicone, but it's something like that is very integral to like basalt. Making. Yeah.
Wait, something you know like how that. There's. Nathan, I'm sorry to throw you in the deep end on this, but there is a theory that the moon is hollow. What if it was just filled with helium, and that's the only reason that it's up there? And if we dig deep enough, we'll just release like a giant planet filled with helium.
It sounds like that for like a decade.
And then everyone, doing that around us forever.
And then everyone on Earth is like, sir, hey, what's up there? Really?
Oh, man, everything's so different now.
I mean, that's what, have you guys heard new music? That's what it sounds like anyway. So I don't think it would harm us.
Just don't move your lips when you're singing. Well, hope myself today.
Wait, does that make your voice sound deeper?
No, like all the new artists, they like don't move their lips, so it's like they're not lazy. I think that they're just not used to being looked at when they sing, so they don't, as soon as they're being looked at in a studio booth, they like don't move their lips. And
okay, this is a they this don't, is a they don't very this is a pronounce weird their words. I don't think that any of this is true. This is he saw no. one person now everyone
no sad. there's at least I mean, like,
also Americans don't use their mouths when they speak. Like, we don't open our mouths at all when we speak our language. Because I was learning Italian, and I would, like, try to say something to, like, my wife's friends in Italian, and they'd be like, Nathan, you speak Italian like you are a deaf person. Because, like, we just don't open our mouths. And I'm like, they're like, you, and then I'm, like, trying to use my mouth, you know, to speak. They're like, now you sound proprio Tedesco. You sound like a German.
It's because we're so homophobic that we think a dick might fly in there at any moment.
No, but we don't. We don't use our mouths. We don't, like, we mumble. Like, most of this, I think especially West Coast, like, we don't really open our mouths much when we speak.
I've always been that. Everyone has always said to me that I don't articulate enough and stuff like that. So I'm the worst of all the Americans.
I think it's also kind of in our language too. Like it doesn't require a lot of, you know, facial gesticulation or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, back to the moon. So what? So why do they think that, like, we know they brought back samples. So you just think they lied about the photo?
Well, no, I think that no matter what happens, we're always going to take whatever they do in a bad light for this sort of nationalism thing. And I don't know. I think that the current space race doesn't apply to anything because it's just corporations making money. China just happens to be a corporation that has a military, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my whole thing is like, because these billionaires that we've got, they're just going into orbit. They're not really doing much, you know? It's fun that they can, like,
I'm so mad about Shatner going into space.
He went today. Because
they're making such a big deal about it. And it's just like, it's just a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Oh,
and
for sure.
He's an asshole. And
they're making such a big deal about it that I didn't even know this happened.
It's tomorrow, right? He goes in and he's 90. It's like the oldest person ever in space. Like Bezos just like trying to be relevant.
Yeah.
Well, Bezos fucked it up, man. Bezos like lost, you know, he lost the space race with Elon. Like Elon definitely beat him.
Yeah.
And so now Bezos is up to his old tricks, hiring a Star Trek actor.
It's an internal space race.
Like I'm just not comfortable with our attitude we have going into space in that.
It's for sale.
Well, A, it's for sale, but B, who's coming up with this idea that there is a space race against China? I'm like, we're not enemies with them. Like, we should fucking team up as we go into space. There's no reason to have the national lines when we already have corporation lines that are fucking us, you know, like we don't need to.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about the same people. Who do you think runs the government?
Well, and also they've already teamed up with Russia, and like, I can't imagine.
And China and Russia, my biggest issue is that here we have a corporation that has nukes, because China and Russia, their nukes combined are probably they're close to matching us. And like, why do we still have fucking so many nukes and we're trying to go pleasantly into space? Everyone's going to put nukes into space. That's the whole plan for everybody.
But space is a big fucking vast void. So who cares? What's the problem with shooting a bunch of nukes into space? Are you going to blow up some planet somewhere?
It's just the same mindset of, oh fuck, they have 20 nukes in space. We got to get 20. We got to get 30 nukes into space. No, it's just this the idea of an arms race, but add corporation money behind it. I'm just like,
so it's like Magic the Gathering. Like whoever has the best cards wins. But like most of us don't give a shit. It's just something that nerds do.
But one nerd could kill everybody.
How? By sending a nuke to Earth? They're not going to do that.
No, it's just it's the attitude. B, like I believe that there are, and I don't want to use that word aliens anymore, because that's giving them a name based on our perspective, you know.
Yeah.
A, they might be from Earth, and
what other perspective is there?
It's like the tall grays. It's like
yeah.
You are the tall grays. Like, no, we're Gnoxians. No, but you're taller than us, and you're gray skinned. So you're the tall grays.
Don't exist, though. You know, it's like no, I know. We went off on a weird tangent, but here's what I'm saying. Here's the parallel that I want to draw. We're back in the fucking 1400s or whatever, and they're like, this ocean's big, man. Let's like go sail. Let's see what's out there. And then they could just like launch their cannons out into the ocean. It didn't hurt, you know?
Might have. It depends on how close.
Well, it could have killed like a dolphin or something, I guess.
And I also think I think about space garbage a lot. I don't know why, but I do. I do too. Because I'm sure you know this, Willie, like, you know, there is going to be this critical mass point at which there's just too much crap in our atmosphere that we won't be able to leave. Right.
There's so much garbage that we have to track it. And it's going so fast that it can like puncture anything we have just leaving Earth.
Yeah. We're like an old vaudevillian act of painting yourself into a corner only with space trash.
And every time we leave, it's like Frogger, you know, you're just like this way, out of that way, like going across the space highway, trying to avoid all the garbage. And I just think the more, anyway.
Well, that doesn't bother me that much, because it just feels like, I mean, according to Willie, we've got lasers and stuff. We could just like laser that shit out and then keep going, you know?
Yeah. I just blow up a bunch of stuff and make a pathway.
Yeah. Like in all the sci-fi films.
I just feel like we're
I don't know why they don't do that. Anyways, but yeah.
But I just feel like we're going to do to space what we did to the oceans. You know, we're just going to fill it with garbage. Yeah. And like, you know, there's still places in the ocean that we haven't been to. And we still have it, like all this garbage floating in it.
And so take away just the regular nature responsibility, you know, it's just like, if we're racing to get to Mars, what's the point? Let's say there's something else there. Let's say that there is an entity there that lives underground. And what? Whoever gets there first is gonna, I don't know. I'm just saying like because we still have the mindset of a race.
That's kind of my whole point about this. It's like, China and Russia, like, go to fucking Mars, see what happens. Because, like, I don't care. And then if there is a fucking another thing there and you wake it up and they kill all of you, it wasn't us. Why are we racing to this, like, unknown?
I think you're less competitive than a lot of, like, American generals and people. And do you know what I mean? Like, I think there is a real competition.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't have like the jingoism that people do. I don't care.
Right.
Like, when people talk about the one world government, I'm like, it could have benefits. Like, I don't know. It doesn't seem that bad to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you. Yes, I get you.
I lean towards the future benefiting from a one world government. The problem is who's in charge of it. Let's say you mix Christianity into it. You know what I mean? Like,
well, who's in charge of America? The fucking corporations. We're not better off. Like, we're fucked now. So what's the difference?
I agree with you, but the difference is ideologically, you want to have influences from everything that has influence, you know? And how do you get there? You don't want to have one group take over everybody. You want to have the best version because we all work together.
A United Nations, perhaps.
Yeah, or a fucking democracy. And we've seen how that goes. It's bought out so easily.
That's the best thing. Well, here we have a United Nations, and then China and Russia are kind of doing their own thing. And here we're having issues with them on the ground, and we're all going to space going like, wow, fuck, man. Like, what are you guys doing out here?
It's always going to be like that. I just think it's always going to be like that. I think we, like, the East and the West will always have like a little.
But does, you know, like, can't Bezos and Bill Gates like buy out those countries that we hate?
No, man. Chinese billionaires got all the money.
Even if they did, you want Bezos to run the world? That's
no. I'm laughing. No. I'm laughing. Going like, man, I'm just making a joke.
I mean, that fool could basically fund an entire African country, like, and bring everyone out of hunger with just a simple wave of his hand. And then
I'm fine with Bezos dying.
And we should take all of his money and spread it all over to the people that need it. Like, I just think that there should never be a billionaire. You should get up to 999 million, and then the rest goes to people that need it. Goes to charity.
I agree with like, that. I agree with it too,
and I'm a capitalist. And I think I've seen how much money he has. There's websites that like visualize it for you.
Yeah, the grain of rice. You see that one?
No, this was like a side-scrolling thing where you just had to scroll for like 40 minutes to get to the end of how much money he was worth. It's like the GDP of America times like 40 or something. It's crazy. Maybe not that. I'm talking out of my ass, but like, it's like we should because we're so competitive and we're so capitalist and stuff. We should treat it like a video game where it's like exactly what you said, Nathan. Like, once you get to $999 million, you won. Congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy your $999 million.
The confetti comes down.
Do whatever you want with it.
Yep.
You don't even need to lie about taxes anymore. Just don't pay them.
You'll never ever spend that money. You'll never spend that money.
No, you won't.
Like, so your grandchildren's, your grandchildren's children will never spend that money. Like, just,
I mean,
like,
so. So with that being said, we can agree on this, and we can feel this way for 20 years, and that doesn't change anything. And here we are now, countries that. I don't mean to keep harping on this, but I'm just like. What happens when the bad boys get to space?
I mean, we're on team bad boy, though, right? Regardless of who gets to space.
I mean, all three teams control, are team
we
bad
are the bad.
Yeah.
We're the bad guys.
Yeah.
We're already the bad guys.
Yeah. We're one of the three bad guys. You know, like, it's like the U.S., China, and Russia. Yeah. Like, those, you know, and we just want to be in that pot. Because
I will say that I feel like we're less of a bad guy because we're not dictatorships, you know, that treat. I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know how we can have dictatorships in 2021 that like where they don't treat their people humanely. And like, they'll figure it out. We're just making our money over here. They'll figure it out.
Well, because it's all fake. Like, isn't Russia technically a democracy?
That's an oligarchy, though, right?
Well, I think we are. Is it definitively an oligarchy?
I think so.
It was just weird because we had birthmark guy. What was birthmark?
Gorbachev. Gorbachev.
And then we had the drunk Boris Yeltsin. And then all of a sudden Putin comes in and like Putin just kind of takes over. I feel like he changed the rules. It's been him for too long.
Putin is what George Bush was. You come from the secret military and then you just rule everything, kill everyone.
H.W. Herbert Washington, right? Because he was head of CIA. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He was KGB. And then like he got Medvedev in there for a second and then jumped right back in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's.
So it's like,
he's terrifying. Point.
Who, Putin?
Yeah. I think he's like, I don't know, his megalomania.
I think that Bush was worse.
He could not have been worse because he didn't control
it
for like 30 years.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like everyone's under his thumb for like decades.
But he was running CIA during the worst part of our history of trying to assassinate people and
no, but this guy runs an entire country for like 30 years, and that's never a good thing.
And then you know,
came I up feel like KGB. Bush Senior was still on the ups of like running shit years after he. I don't know, whatever. I mean,
maybe
we have checks and balances. There's no way that's
true.
That G.H. fucking Bush is worse than Putin. Like, that's just not an. There's no way.
Yeah, it I think can't we be do. True. We just definitely do have, I think, different checks and balances, like you say, than they do in Russia. Like my father-in-law's wife is from Moldova, Tatiana, and she's told me stories of like, and also just how she gets treated as Moldovan by the Russians, you know, like, nope, I can't imagine anyone wanting to live there, man. Like, just seems so sad and so oppressive.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Where a bunch of shit on my keyboard.
Oh, no.
Nathan, let me ask you this. Let's say some aliens show up on the moon and China's there and they start asking about Earth. I don't know. My question is really like, what happens when the first alien and this isn't take away Russia, China, space, moon, all that shit. If aliens show up here on Earth tomorrow and they start talking to us, who do you think gets to speak for us? Where they land, or is there a hierarchy of let's say they land in South America, you know?
This is what I will say to you about this. I think that if they have the power and knowledge to get here from wherever they're from, they probably know who they want to talk to.
But if you're looking at us, how would you know?
I mean, if they've been like clocking us for years, they probably know they want to talk to like someone that's going to have their interests in mind or like whatever, like, or it depends on what, you know, what they want to do. Are they going to
rape and colonize
us?
No, let's say they want to come and be like, hey, we want to welcome you to the International Federation of Galaxies and stuff like that. Which country would they go to do that?
New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Is that she's amazing, that president. They had like they dealt with the whole COVID thing.
Oh, yeah. Now,
she speaks like I would say like right now.
It's very easy to deal with COVID when you're an island. You're a tiny island.
That place is gorgeous, and
she's impressed.
People are so friendly. Like that's if I was an alien, I'd be like, I'm going to New Zealand, homie. Like, why would I drop Sweden down?
Or something? You would take New Zealand over.
You're a little
Sweden.
Racist, but yeah.
I would say without, I mean, like a dumb assumption I have is like, oh, let's go to the biggest landmass. So what's the biggest landmass? Africa.
Yeah. And it's also the birthplace of humanity.
But Africa is totally divided, though. Like, how would you would you even know?
Yeah, where would you choose? Yeah. Unless you they landed at the Tigris Euphrates, you know, like they went to Iran, like, or the Middle East, you know, which is like the oldest. But like,
right.
I mean, if they've been doing their research, like, I would go, you know, plop down somewhere real chill and like talk to some people before it got, you know, go to Fiji.
Where's right? the biggest population of hippies in the world?
Yeah.
Is it Australia?
Yeah, those guys are all criminals, right? That's a prison continent.
Yeah, but you don't want to like drop that a lot. And, like, because you know, I remember when I was
dropping it. I am dropping it.
But like when I was in South Africa, I remember my like one of my host father's saying the worst thing you can say to an Australian is, "What was your grandmother's number?" Like,
oh God, Jesus, yeah, that's cold blooded.
I know, like, because they're all, you know, descended from convicts,
right?
Or Aboriginal, you know, like the native peoples from Australia are probably been hanging out with the tall gray guys for a long time, you know, like,
yeah, right.
I would like look at which society has the most plastic surgery.
That's something that we've never talked about, which is like that we've completely disregarded like indigenous people and their experience.
What a day to do it.
Let's do it, man. Like, because like there's a lot of like, if we're just talking about indigenous Americans, there is a lot of like kind of, we call it witchcraft or like, you know, like, are you guys watching? What's the Hulu show that's about? Reservation Dogs. There's an episode where they can't look at owls. I didn't know that they thought owls were evil or whatever, and they like even blur out owls. Have you guys seen that?
No,
I haven't gotten that far. I watched a few episodes, but I didn't know about the. But I do know that owls supposedly carry the spirit of
right. So I just wonder, like, if there is anyone who would be able to in tune us with like visitors from other planets, it would be the indigenous people, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
but don't the Aboriginal native peoples of Australia, like, don't they have art that has images of?
It's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
like on their didgeridoos and shit.
Specifically, you know, there's this one that the Dogon,
yeah,
tribe. They say their ancestors came from
right
Sirius, and they're called the Dogon tribe because they worship the dog star. I mean, it's pretty compelling, and it's just like, what if some old ancient worship like actually had some old language connected to a different? I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't even go that deep. I would say like if aliens come back and they're like, oh, let's go see our homies.
Yeah, let's go see the old homies.
Yeah, and then they get here and they're like, wait, what happened to you guys? You guys got took over by a bunch of fucking assholes. Like, we would be so fucked. They would be like, what? They took all your land and you have to do casinos or whatever? This is
Now I'm angry.
Yeah, now I'm going to fuck you guys all up.
Yeah.
Nah, that sucks, man.
The bad parallel is, you know, the Star Trek IV, the episode is these aliens used to come to Earth all the time and they used to communicate with the whales.
Right.
And then they come back in the future and all the whales are extinct. And so, you know, Kirk goes back in time with his crew to grab whales from the past and bring them to the future. But that's an interesting thing where it's like, if something always comes here to say hi to a certain tribe or whatever, and then they're like, they're not here anymore and they don't see their statues or the pyramid. What if the pyramids like marked their landing places or, you know, the Nazca lines, whatever. If there's anything attached to anything in the past and they come here, like Who are we now?
They'll be like, yeah, you guys have changed, man. Like, yeah. They're like,
no, they're going to be pissed. Like,
yeah. They're like, wow.
Some of you have mustaches and some of you don't. Like, what are you making choices?
We thought we knew you. We thought we knew what you were about, but you changed. I don't know if we're into
it. You know what it would be like? It would be like when you go to a bar a lot and then, or like, oh, all right. So like I used to go to this Vegas bar that I really liked. And then, but I don't go to Vegas that much. So the next time I went there after 5 years or whatever, it was totally different. And I was just like, well, I guess I can't go to this bar anymore because now it sucks. Mm-hmm. That's what it would be for these guys. They would show up and be like, ah, this sucks now. Like, fuck, we gotta find
this used to be Margaritaville, but now
it's like, man, you guys, where did you guys put the Hopi Indians? Like, really?
I just came back like, for a cheeseburger in paradise, and now you don't eat meat.
Yeah.
I think that has something to do with it.
All right. Well, shit. We're at about the time where we should end the episode. Nathan, do you want to stick around and do the bonus, or do you gotta go take care of dinner?
What time we at?
We're at 9 o'clock right now.
I mean, I can stick around for a little bit. I mean,
let's end this episode and then we'll start the bonus and you can dip out at any time.
Copy that.
Thanks everyone for listening. That Nathan, do you have anything to plug or anything? Are you trying to get the word out for anything like that?
No. I mean, I'm available if anybody wants to put me in anything.
Are you still acting? Is that your profession? Yeah, man.
I mean, pandemic was rough. So I actually picked up a job dealing with first aid kits and medical equipment. I'm working on like, I basically drive around in a van and deal with like, people's first aid kits, earthquake kits, things like that. So like, yeah, like it's been, and now I'm kind of back to the event world. I obviously do any kind of acting when people put me in things and write something for me or like, but I don't do much auditioning anymore. Kind of got a little disillusioned with that whole business, but I love doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're just following in your parents' footsteps. You're doing kind of missionary work. Without traveling, you're just taking
just traveling all around Los Angeles County. Yeah,
you're a missionary for LA.
Sure.
Okay, Willie, go ahead say your final thing
here. Yeah, I don't want to keep harping on my fear of what others are doing, you know, because I don't like that perspective. I just feel like it's important to have a perspective of what we think we want to do in space in the future as a society of humans, not as individual corporations, not as individual like nation lines. And then that's all. Like the ISS is a great idea to like, hey, let's do experiments in space. We can all pitch in and whatever your country experiments want to do, let's all go do it. And I'm just afraid of the new lines being drawn, whether they're no matter who's drawing them. And so I think it's valid to think about even as yourself, what you think we should be doing in space, just because it's worth thinking what you think is valuable for our society. You know, that's all.
Yeah. There's no waste of time with doing that. I want to think of a fictitious what we should do in space when I have no fucking knowledge or any kind of research. Yeah, sure.
I agree with you, Willie. I think that like the it gets scary when it's all about corporations just like taking over and making money and that's what it's all about. And then like, you know, just spreading like the
space the negativity. Blood diamonds.
Yeah, totally. Blood diamonds, space.
Yeah, I think we should just continue the conversation. I don't think we should switch topics. I feel like we should just keep talking about this on the bonus episode. So stay tuned for that. And thanks for listening. If you want to continue listening to the conversation, just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And we'll see you over there. Nathan Graham Smith,
Fuck. Thank you so much for being here. See, I did it.
Yeah, you did it. It's all good. Hey, it was my pleasure. You guys are awesome. I love the show. Thank you. Honored.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Oh, ciao. Shit. I got to say the closing. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. There we go.